News Talk 1620 WTAW. Last night, the College Station City Council approved unanimously and without comment the rezoning of about 370 acres of land in South College Station, where over time some 1,000 new single-family homes will be built. Before the vote came comments from the developer of the property, Hunter Goodwin.
I think through this process, which has been arduous, they've had to listen to my nuttiness and deal with my craziness and answer emails at all hours of the night, and they have been fair and responsive, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate their work. They probably don't get thanked enough. Talk about the process. This process, especially on this zoning, and I'll probably pick on the one you just voted on prior to mine, this is a very lengthy and deliberate process. In 2009, you implemented a comp plan amendment for comp plan, and you had a review 5 years later. And during that evaluation and audit procedure, the city, not the owner of the land, not me, decided that this location was right for future development. As we talk about the money that's been deployed, I think you guys, as I listened to you prior to the council starting in your public session, you talk about resource allocation. To design and to construct and to allocate money at the level the city and the county have done in order to accommodate this exact zoning does not happen overnight. I think the city manager would attest to that. It's a very lengthy, deliberate process, and it was full of transparency, and it was full of stakeholder engagement. Net loss in acreage. I am being held to a standard in determination as it relates to every capacity that we've calculated, from traffic impact to sewer impact to water, to assume 4 dwelling units per acre, which is 370 rounded up. It's actually 369.68, I believe. It's 1,480. I will not be able to achieve 4 dwelling units per acre. Here's an impossibility. I have to do detention. I have to do roads. I have to dedicate right-of-way. And through that process, as I dedicate right-of-way both to Arrington and to Greens Prairie, there will be an extreme loss of usable acreage. I have to dedicate land to the parks. So I just want to make it clear that while we're required to do all of our research at that level, the actual impact will be much less, and that builds in a warranted contingency. Community engagement. You saw in the prior slide the level of engagement that I have done, and I sympathize with the people that are here tonight. I understand that a city growing is painful. I understand that it's not easy, but I would also, I guess, plead that this is something that was identified by former elected officials as a place of growth. You've allocated resources with great intention and thought and transparency. And the only thing I can do to, give these people a platform is to listen. And marriage has taught me be very careful to use absolutes. But I can say with an absolute, as it relates to this particular case, there's not one phone call, not one email, not one meeting that I've been asked to attend and be part of that I have not responded to, not one. And I say that with great confidence.
You are listening to comments from last night's College Station City Council meeting from developer Hunter Goodwin before the council unanimously voted to approve rezoning about 370 acres to build approximately 1,000 new single-family homes on land that's been known as the Margraves Ranch property.
We talked about the investment in regional infrastructure. The prior zoning case that came before you, you talked about an idea, Councilman Rhetoric, on the road and what it's predicted to be. There is no design. There is no allocation of funding. I am being required, and that person is not being required to bring any money to the table. I am being required per my TIA to invest over $3 million of my hard-earned money into improving the conditions of roadways in this area. And as part of that, what Mr. Whitaker didn't address is the dual left turn lanes were not required to, that investment is not required until I hit approximately halfway through my development. Without anyone telling us to, in an attempt to show up as a good neighbor, we went to the city and said, stop your 90% design set, let us talk about investing that money today. And we feverishly worked on a development plan where we are going to pay our pro rata part of design and to construct those lanes today so we can even further improve the traffic flow at the specific area of Greens Prairie in Arrington Road. Zoning and deed restrictions. I see those as lumped together. Their zoning that I'm asking for is restricted suburban. It does not allow apartments. I want to be crystal clear with that. It also has a minimum lot size of 6,500. As evidenced earlier in the slides, and I believe Jennifer Paz's comment, you deem that as medium density. There are many immediately adjacent neighborhoods and subdivisions that have much, much denser development than what I'm asking for. And as it relates to deed restrictions, you have my commitment that we will be passing deed restrictions on this subdivision that will limit no more than two unrelated, and we will want to rule out any short-term rentals, which are rentals of 30 days or less. That's done with great intention because we do not want high-density development in this neighborhood. Lastly, I would say neighborhood integrity. As evidenced by my address, when I walked up here, I live in this community. I've served on boards with many of you. And as stated earlier, I can't fix all the problems, but what I can do is listen, which I've done. What I can do is respond, which I've done. What I can do is sit down, bring my consultants to everyone's home, and educate and painstakingly answer every question and every assault. And I have done that, and it has been at great cost of time, energy, and money. But I'm glad that I could do it because I feel like as a neighbor, I am a developer, but I'm also a stinking neighbor. I live in this community, and I want each of you to hear this directly from me. It makes no sense for Hunter Goodwin to destroy this community. I am putting all of my heart and soul into this subdivision, and I want it to be the pride and joy of this community as a whole. And from a capitalist standpoint, it makes no sense to anger and irritate all of my immediately adjacent neighbors. I hope that the biggest problem I have in 10 years is that I can't keep them out of my trail system that I plan on putting in a stellar one. Sorry for getting a bit emotional, but I put a lot of time into this. It was very done with great thought and great intention. I think as you see why the city did what they did back when they did it, there's a reason. This is a growth corridor, one that we think highly of. And you have my ongoing commitment. I will continue to answer my phone. I will continue to make myself available. And one last comment that I didn't make. We went through a two-day design charrette process where, while not perfect, I invited the immediately adjacent neighborhood representatives and asked them to contribute into my development of my preliminary plan, which is the next stage in development. And as we roll through that process, I don't know, did the developer at the Exxon give those same neighbors that right? Did they bring them in and say, hey, how can I make my plan accommodate your concerns and accommodate your wishes? We did that because we think it's the right thing to do, and we did that because I live in this community, and while I am a developer, I am equally a neighbor. Thank you.
Again, you're listening to comments from developer Hunter Goodwin as the College Station City Council last night unanimously approved rezoning about 370 acres of land in South College Station on what's been known as the Margraves Ranch property to be developed into new single-family homes. Continuing with comments from last night's College Station City Council meeting, Hunter Goodwin, the developer of the Margraves Ranch single-family home tract in South College Station, fielded council questions first from Councilman Jerome Rectorick.
Of the 1,480 potential dwelling units, I think I heard something, I want to say 913, but my point, and I realize today there's no way you can say there's going to be 913 or 1,006, but is it because of the roads and the other things you have to come to grips with, is it fair to say it's going to be in the neighborhood of about 1,000 or so dwelling units at the end of the day?
I think that's a fair comment, Councilman Rectorick. I mean, there's so many variables that go into that, and not to sound like a politician, but one just right off the top of my head is the parkland dedication. Is as I sit here and we're talking about, I met with David Schmitz just the other day, and the current ordinance would require me to either pay a fee in lieu or to dedicate a certain amount of land. Well, we're wanting to build a park system that serves our residents as well as maintain that, which to me is a win-win because we're paying the capital costs and the ongoing maintenance, which O&M costs is a charge for Parks and Rec. So we hope that we'll get some credit for that. So as we unravel through all those things, I think that around 1,000 is probably an accurate number.
Yeah, so somewhere in the rough neighborhood, you're going to lose roughly a third of that 1,480 acres, 1,480 dwelling units.
I would say that's close to accurate. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Could I ask a question?
Yes, Ms. Berry.
I've looked at your maps, and I've appreciated all that you've done to engage all of us, the neighborhood and us as well. And that's been one thing I've asked of every development that we've dealt with. And I think you've set a high standard for that. I did see earlier that there were three roads. How many roads are actually going to go out of your development onto Arrington Road?
There is currently on the thoroughfare plan as depicted, Councilwoman Brick, there is one means of connection to Arrington Road. The other two that are required to be built will essentially connect to the what is called the Wyndham track, with the eventual design of connecting to Wallace Phillips Parkway as it will be developed out to connect to Mesa.
But as of now, is the way you've got it laid out, there's one.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
After Mr. Goodwin's presentation and taking questions, the council moved and seconded and voted to approve the rezoning of the Margraves property, again, between Arrington Road and Greens Prairie West, about 370 acres, where over time 1,000 homes will be built. Again, no council comments last night after we posted the story on our social media. Did get a share on our Facebook post from Councilman Barry Moore, who wrote, "Our city continues to experience unprecedented growth. Looking forward to the infrastructure improvements that will come with this new development in South College Station." Our Facebook page, in case you haven't been there, is Newstalk 1620 WTAW. You can also follow us on Twitter at WTAW 1620. This is Newstalk 1620 WTAW.